Today, Attorney General John Ashcroft repeated intentions to improve communication between the FBI and the CIA, and he again commended FBI whistleblower Colleen Rowley for bringing problems at the Bureau to the country's attention. Today, news analyst Daniel Shore has the story of a CIA agent who may have been prepared to blow a whistle, but this agent was allegedly treated much more harshly.
In the pantheon of American cloak and dagger deeds and misdeeds, there is one almost a half century old that's about to get a new airing. Frank Olson, a CIA scientist working on mind control drugs and biological agents, died in 1953 in a mysterious plunge from a 10th-story hotel room in New York that he was sharing with two other agency officers. A Senate investigating committee was told in 1975 that Olson had been one of several officers to whom LSD had been fed without their knowledge in a mind control experiment, and that in reaction he had committed suicide. Congress voted $750,000 in compensation, and President Ford made a formal apology to the family in the Oval Office. But Olson's son, Eric, a psychologist, did not believe the suicide story, and for the past quarter century has been conducting his own investigation. He unearthed memoranda of the Ford White House stressing the importance of not letting the nature of Olson's sensitive job become known. He found indications that his father may have been involved in testing sometimes fatal interrogation methods such as electric shock, drugs, and torture in European secret locations, including Frankfurt, Germany. Eric Olson is ready to charge at a news conference tomorrow that the story of the suicide plunge makes no sense and that his father was killed to silence him about the lethal activities he'd been involved in, programs codenamed Artichoke and MK Ultra. In 1994, the CIA said that congressional and executive branch probes of the Olson case had turned up no evidence of homicide. And if the case is reopened, we will cooperate. Today, a spokesman for the CIA said the agency stands by that position. The allegation of a half-century cover-up of the murder of an American officer by Americans is hard to believe on the face of it. But we've been treated to many unbelievable and yet true accounts of assassination plots and Strangelove-style experiments during the Cold War. Dr. Olson may not have the whole story. The pity is that the government's lid on his secrets remains so tight that we may never know the whole story. This is Daniel Shore.